America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you've come to the right place. It's live and local now for a sleepy, wet Tuesday here in Southern Nevada. We'll get a check on the weather statewide here in just a bit. But joining us, as he does from time to time, and we're always glad to see a smiling face, Tommy White from Laborers Union 872. He joins us in studio. Good to see you, man.
Sorry it's been a couple of weeks, Kevin.
No. You're a busy, busy guy. You do a lot of traveling around the state, around the nation. Are you going to be doing less travel now that we've got coronavirus?
Yeah, they kind of cut me down on the traveling now, unless I'm driving in my own vehicle.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So it's impacted the laborers union. Is this a national thing?
No. I'm seeing it more and more, but it's not a national thing. They just think that stay safe, and you don't want to get caught up with this coronavirus walking through an airport. But I already talked to you about my feelings on the coronavirus, right? So,
but let me ask you though. I think that a panic is setting in.
Definitely.
And it's not good for our nation. We're going to become a nation of germaphobes. And where do you see this thing headed? I mean, eventually we're going to end up getting a cure for it.
Yes.
And now it might be the summer when it's hotter and all of a sudden it dies off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they're saying. They're saying once we start getting heat, once it starts getting sunny again and the temperature goes up, this virus is going to die off. But it's like this virus has probably been around longer than what we're told. Although I agree with what some of the professionals are saying, the World Health Organization, but they're making it kind of like in a hysteria. And the way I'm looking at it now and watching and talking to people and listening to from my construction workers out in the field to CEOs and companies is that this is a way that the left is creating hysteria to keep people from voting. And look at
is that really?
I think it is. I mean, we have one of our events coming up on the 17th here in town, where we raise money
St. Patrick's Day.
Well, we raise money for our charitable foundation, which helps injured construction workers, and I have people canceling because it is coronavirus. But Still, so I mean,
and these are people that would have traveled across the country to come to this event.
Definitely, they've come here every year,
and they spend a lot of money.
They spend a lot of money on in Las Vegas, and you know they pay a fee to be part of the March Madness. So, or they make a donation, contribution, whatever you want to call it, to be part of March Madness. But it's to see people cancel flights, right? You know, so. And I think, listen, I mean, I was in one of our supermarkets last night, and you see all the shelves are empty for all Lysol and Clorox. And so, yes, I believe this really is creating some type of hysteria out here. And I believe the public should be aware. But, you know, you got to remember, we've had the flu every year. We've wound up with a vaccine.
And by the way, more people die from influenza than have died from the coronavirus.
Yeah. 2 years ago, I went from having the flu to having pneumonia and in a hospital for 6 days. So we just need to kind of follow some of the procedures, like washing your hands and, you know, not coughing in someone's face or, you know, I mean, it's keeping things clean. So, you know, you keep a bottle of Lysol around and spray it everyone's. Lysol's been around for like 50 years, right?
And it even says in the back that it does.
I got a picture of it right on my phone.
Yeah,
right
that says it does battle the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you. You've got out at Allegiant Stadium, you've got how many thousands of people working in close proximity?
Yeah, so I mean, so it's not everybody usually works within like 2 feet from each other out there. So you probably got to. I would say, I don't know, maybe 1,500-1,600 people out there still
wow.
working. But we're working inside now.
So what are you doing? Different. So tell me what the marching orders are as the head of the union. What are your marching orders
for us,
these people?
We gave out hand sanitizer sprays, right? So they can keep them in their lunchbox. They can keep them in their pocket. We have a mail out that, you know, we're waiting for my general president in Washington, D.C., to send me the information to send out to our members on what to look for, what to be careful of. And we have our clinic. So if any of our members get sick, they can go right over to our clinic. And if we have to expand hours in our clinic, we will. But I don't want to take it as hysteria with my members. I don't want to get them running out and, you know, spending their checks on bottled water, right? I mean, you can't even get a bottled water now, right? So, I mean, this is just a way, I mean, in my opinion now, and I spoke to a lot of people about this, this is a way for the left to kind of slow down the economy, get people to not go out and vote, right? And this is what I believe is the way that they're going to wind up going after our president. And this is pathetic. If they're going to take
wow.
that route, it's pathetic.
So you're still waiting on the National to give you – now there is, just so you know, at healthcare.gov, I believe it is, there is like a one-page, both sides – instruction manual on how to deal with this that the government just put out yesterday.
Yeah, so, we had one 2 weeks ago at our union meeting or a week ago at our union meeting that we handed out at the union meeting with the hand sanitizers. And we also ordered 10,000 more hand sanitizers because people go through them. And we want...
Can you get them?
Yeah. It's still good.
Because like we're seeing, folks at like Costco and Target and places like that, are running out of stuff.
Yeah, because what the media has created, you know, I mean, I decided that I'm only going to specifically watch certain news shows. And because
you mean you're not watching MSNBC all day?
No. I'm a Fox 5 guy.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch MSNBC. I don't watch CNN. I watch my local news here. And
Fox News.
And I watch Fox News. I got one room in my house that it stays on Fox News 24 hours a day.
More coming up. Tommy White, Laborers Union 872. Good guy. And by the way, he is a big sports fan. And right now they're talking about lopping off. In fact, I think it was the Ivy League tournament has just been canceled. We're seeing more and more of this going on. And is it needless? We're going to talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. I want to talk with those of you who own or operate businesses, regardless of size. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The Trump economy has been great for business, creating hundreds of thousands of new jobs. With that incredibly strong economy comes the challenge of attracting and keeping productive employees. Business leaders agree high-quality group health insurance plans are a key to attracting and keeping your best employees. That's why you need to talk with my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. High-quality group health insurance plans create favorable tax benefits for both employer and employees. These plans can include lower premiums, lower deductibles, huge savings on name-brand prescriptions, and in some cases, only a copay can apply to ER visits. For those of you outside Clark County, group employer benefit plans allow you and your employees more carrier options, better affordability, and greater physician access. If employer retention is important to you and your business, call my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too, it's live and local now. Tommy White joining us. Always good to see him from Laborers 872. They're the folks building Allegiant Stadium and a whole bunch of other projects. You know, the Allegiant Stadium thing is taking kind of center stage.
Yeah.
But you guys are building a whole bunch of other stuff. You guys doing the tunneling thing?
We just met with the boring company that's doing the underground boring for the system.
Yeah.
We also have going on the Madison Square Garden. The Spear.
Oh, wow.
We have a lot of union construction workers on that. There are a lot of projects, convention centers, so a lot of stuff still going on, Tom.
You got a ton of stuff going on. Now, do you worry that a slowdown in the economy will slow down some of these projects that you're working on now?
Well, anytime there's a slowdown in the economy, it slows down construction. But, I mean, what I've seen a little bit of, not a lot, is some of the material that, you know, that we use here in the United States has come from China, right? So, you know, now they're holding up these barges with these containers on them, and it's kind of not setting us back as concrete workers, but it's setting back some of the other crafts. Actually, usually when we do a project, all that stuff is bought way in advance.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just kind of little things, you know. Like,
but bought or delivered?
Because it's bought and delivered, you know, so you buy it way in advance, and then you have it delivered over the course of the job site.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, a lot of it is stuck in containers. And what I'm hearing now is they're having their containers come around California and go in through Texas. So just to get it in, because, you know, California, every law in California holds everything up, so.
Welcome to the People's Republic of California.
Yeah.
Tommy White joining us. Labor is 872. And you know, we talk about China. we have become so dependent upon China for, in fact, our executive producer, Mark Hoke, trying to get his laptop fixed. And he went to a place and they said, well, we can't fix it. I can't get the parts because the parts come from China.
Yeah.
And so it's little Mark Hoke and the big laborers union and you know, stadiums and things like that,
yeah.
Stadium construction.
Yeah. It's a shame to see that our economy and our stock market is based on what China does or how oil is ran out of other countries. You know, we should be a little bit more self-sufficient here in the United States than what we are, and stop counting on. I mean, we count on all these other countries to build our own United States. I mean, that's
you know,
for material.
You know what's weird? We have become energy independent,
yes.
So we don't have to buy anybody else's oil. We don't have to kowtow to the Middle Eastern sheikhs.
Correct.
But in a lot of other ways, we are dependent upon China and about, you know, third world countries for other stuff that we buy every day at Target and Walmart and places like that.
Yeah, even something more of a shame to me than that is watching some, you know, stuff being delivered here from China and then the labels taken off and being slapped with a label that says made in the USA. I've seen that go on, and I've seen it on could be with baseball hats. It could be with shirts. It could be with, you know, material that we get on a job site, you know. Or it says, you know, bought in the USA when it's assembled in another country, right? So, I mean, it's just a little pathetic. We need to count more on the United States of America than what we do.
By the way, my phone keeps blowing up at like every 5 minutes with something coronavirus related. I've got New York to deploy the National Guard and enact the U.S.'s first containment area in New Rochelle. Also, the New York Post reporting at this hour that New Jersey's first coronavirus death has been reported. Are you surprised that we haven't seen more coronavirus activity? I mean, we got 43 million people that come through this airport just off to our right.
Well, I think our County Commission Chairwoman Marilyn Kirkpatrick is doing a fantastic job. You know, I was at an event on Friday night and I heard our governor speak about it. But I mean, the one thing we need to, you know, really worry about here in Las Vegas is that we don't create this mass hysteria. Like we've had a couple of conventions cancel on us, right? And you're going to see a dip when you start seeing conventions canceled. Then you don't have people showing up in hotels and you don't have people going out to eat. And, so we need to be very careful about how and what we do here in town. And I think, you know, our chairwoman, Marilyn Kirkpatrick for the county commission is doing a fantastic job on handling it and dealing with it. And, I'm not taking it away from anyone that we should be worried about it. But, you know, there's so many other things up until this day that we have problems with now all of a sudden this virus is going to create mass hysteria. Like,
let me just ask you, a lot of people are saying that maybe the government, in trying to bend over backwards to make sure people are informed and that there's transparency, that maybe the government is creating some sort of a feeding frenzy when it comes to this thing. The president was at a news conference yesterday. He's going to be at a news conference today with health professionals. Is he doing the right thing in promoting this?
No, I believe our president's doing the right thing at the way he's handling it, right? But no matter how you look at it from the outside, right, you're always going to have the left saying that he's doing something wrong, or he should be canceling this and he shouldn't be doing this. They want President Trump to cancel his rallies, but yet they're okay with Bernie Sanders having his rallies, right? So what are they trying to say? There's a different type of people that show up to President Trump's rallies than Bernie Sanders' rallies? I'd be more worried about the people that show up to a Bernie Sanders rally.
The Bernie bros.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what? Should never, should anybody cancel anything?
I don't think there should be any canceling going on. I mean, we really need to kind of look at what we're doing to our own country by creating this, right?
Well, you know, this reminds me a little bit of post 9/11, when people were canceling stuff and other people in our society were saying, no, you got to go on and live your life. You got to, you know, go to sporting events. You got to travel. Don't be afraid to get on an airplane. I've got a friend that's going on a cruise in April,
right?
Out of Long Beach, and he's not sure what to do. But you know, the cruise lines are great. They're giving you $200 onboard credit and this and that. No, I mean they're doing what they have to do.
Yeah.
Your union is saying that maybe you shouldn't be traveling by plane, and I guess my question is, what do you think? I mean.
Well, it's not so much my union is saying it, right? So, I mean, I've had a couple of pneumonias over the past few years.
Okay, so you're a high risk.
They say I'm in a high risk, right? So, you know, I also have a family. I have my kids. So, you know, and most of the people that wind up with this coronavirus are ones that have traveled, right? So it's a lot easier for me that if I got to do something in California for me to jump in my car and not have my family worrying about it. As far as I'm concerned, I don't have a problem flying. It doesn't scare me. I don't think, you know, I don't feel that I'm going to bump into somebody or somebody's going to breathe on me. I don't get that close to people anyway, right? So, but I do it for my family. My family gets upset. You know, they worry a little bit more than I do. So I tell them, okay, listen, I won't fly, you know, so I'm not going to fly. So, you know, if I got to go anywhere, I'll drive. Jump in my truck and take off.
Wow. Hey, it's always good to see you.
Always great to be here.
And you're a big Aviators fan. The Aviators are going to be opening up their season soon.
Very soon, next couple of weeks.
This is going to be so much fun. I'm so looking forward to this. And and I hope they don't cancel or postpone sporting events.
No.
Because we all live vicariously through sports.
Yeah, let's just protect our society and live a day at a time, right?
I love it. I love the way you think. That's my buddy Tommy White. Laborers Union 872, the folks building so much of what we're looking at around town, including that beautiful Allegiant Stadium. I can't wait. Ooh, it's going to be so much fun. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is live and local now.
Trish Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks swinging between gains and losses in afternoon trading, with the major averages down 20% from all-time highs. This is the president pledges financial relief for U.S. businesses as a result of the coronavirus. Oil prices are jumping today, a day after suffering their biggest declines in nearly 30 years. And supermarkets are rationing grocery store staples and trying to restock more quickly to deal with surging demand. Kroger has limited the number of sanitizing cold and flu products to 5 each per order in stores and also online. online. Publix also following suit and limiting purchases of certain items to two per customer. And Albertsons, which also owns Safeway, among other chains, said many of its stores are capping the number of high-demand items shoppers can buy depending on the region. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump having lunch with Senate Republicans at the Capitol to talk about an economic response to the coronavirus outbreak. He says at a meeting of health insurance executives at the White House,
I think tremendous progress is being made. They're willing to do things for the people and their customers and probably, in a true sense, beyond their customers.
The president has talked about tax relief to help deal with the virus impact. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says about that.
No matter what they say about it, when they put it together, it always seems to benefit the wealthy and the big and powerful corporations.
Congress would need to approve any tax cuts. The Trump campaign complains to Twitter's management for labeling one of its videos as manipulated media.
The edited clip of former Vice President Joe Biden makes it look like he endorsed President Trump. A spokesman for the Trump campaign told Fox News that Twitter shouldn't be an enforcement arm of Joe Biden's campaign strategy.
Fox's John Decker. America's listening to Fox News.
As Biden and Sanders fight to the finish.
Earth's been knocked down. This is your campaign. We are very much alive.
We're going to win because the people understand it is our campaign. Let's go on to the White House.
Six new states come into play with critical delegates up for grabs. Every person counts. Brett and Martha anchor special coverage with insight and analysis from our all-star panel. Tonight, starting at 6 and 11 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. Democracy 2020. America is watching. Tonight, it's a Fox News Radio Democracy 2020 special, hosted by Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, with key insight from Fox News Radio political analyst Josh Krausauer and correspondents around the country.
So get back up and take back this country!
From Idaho to Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington, all the latest info on all six primaries.
We are the campaign to defeat Donald Trump.
Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern. Listen live on the Fox News app.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is weird. It's weird how The coronavirus stuff has taken all of the political oxygen out of the air. And we're not talking about Super Tuesday much, are we? We're not talking about Biden versus Bernie. We're not talking about the six states that are going to be contesting tonight in, I guess they're calling it Super Tuesday Part 2, or 2.0, if you will. I did find it interesting that last night Bernie Sanders was on Fox and was on with Martha McCallum and Bret Baier, and this was his reaction to some criticism from Hillary. Hillary did this this movie, this documentary, if you will, and was very, very nasty towards Bernie Sanders. This was the Bernie Sanders reaction to Hillary last night on Fox News Channel.
All right, let me ask you, just back to Allison's question, which was, you know, how you would get things done in Congress when there are a lot of folks who don't agree with all the ideas that you just mentioned. And here is one of them. This is Hillary Clinton. She talked about you in a documentary that was released earlier this week. Watch this.
Bernie just drove me crazy. He was in Congress for years. Years. He had one senator support him. Nobody likes him. Nobody wants to work with him. He got nothing done. He was a career politician. He did not work till he was like 41, and then he got elected to something. It was all just baloney, and I feel so bad that, you know, people got sucked into it.
Wow, that's strong stuff. What's your reaction?
Unlike Secretary Clinton, I don't want to relive 2016. We're in 2021. But what I would say, on a good day, my wife likes me. But also, if you guys look at some of the polling that they do for United States senators, you know, they do polls how popular you are. In most cases, I turn out to be the most popular United States senator in the whole country. So one or two people most likely.
Senator, President Trump continues to tweet. He continues to tweet, even today, that the Democratic primary race is rigged against you. He said the same thing in 2016. So do you agree with President Trump?
Well, you know, given the collapse of the stock market today, given the spread of the coronavirus, one might think, to tell you the truth, that a president of the United States would be worrying about some other things rather than the Democratic primary. But maybe I'm wrong on that. Look. Trump has his agenda, and I have the feeling that deep in his heart, he's really not all that worried about me. I appreciate his concerns. You will forgive me if I don't necessarily trust him or believe him. But I will say this. He has some very smart political consultants around him. And a couple of weeks ago, a political consultant, somebody asked him, well, who would you rather run against, Sanders or Trump or whatever? And what the guy said, I forgot his name, he said, you know what? Running against a movement makes me nervous because they understand that our campaign is more than just a campaign. We are creating a multiracial, multigenerational political movement of young people, of working people, of people who believe in justice all across this country. And in his heart of hearts, I think that is what makes Trump very nervous.
All right. Let's talk about the-
yeah, yeah. Bernie Sanders is just crazed. No, he just is. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You could do it right now. Do it on your smartphone right now. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. And all you have to do is pick up the phone, get it started. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or you can just go right to your smartphone, libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Now, I have some thoughts on this thing I want to impart to you relative to the coronavirus. I fear that what we have now is a panic setting in. And it's a little scary You've got folks that are canceling conventions. Ivy League has canceled its basketball tournament. Now, I don't know where it's played, but I imagine it's played someplace back east and in Connecticut or someplace like that. And a lot of people that were going to be staying in hotels and eating in restaurants are not going to be doing that. I've got the senior vice president and chief marketing officer for Southwest Airlines, Ryan Green. To our valued customers, there is no higher priority for our entire Southwest family than the safety of our customers and employees. We are in close communication with medical professionals, the Centers for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, government agencies, and internal teams to stay on top of this evolving situation. According to the most recent information from the CDC, for most people, the immediate risk of being exposed to the virus that causes COVID-19 is thought to be low. And again, this is a message from Senior Vice President, Chief Marketing Officer Ryan Green at Southwest Airlines. I watch their planes flying in and out and in and out every day. He goes on to write, "We want you to feel confident when traveling with Southwest Airlines. As a result, we have enhanced some of our cleaning procedures in the interest of our customers' and employees' health and safety. Aircraft cleaning. We spend between 6 and 7 hours cleaning each aircraft every night. And as of March 4, 2020, we have enhanced our overnight cleaning procedures. Typically, we use an EPA-approved hospital-grade disinfectant in the lavatories and as an interior cleaner in the cabin. Now we are expanding the use of the hospital-grade disinfectant throughout the aircraft, and it will be used in the cabin on elements in the flight deck and in the lavatory. This goes beyond the standard CDC guidelines. Also, we equip each of our aircraft with a HEPA." You know what that is? You know what that is? Oh, come on. You're guessing. No, it's HEPA, H-E-P-A, High Efficiency Particulate Air Filter, which filters out recirculated air. Everybody always talks about you get on an airliner and that's why you have to take airborne, because all you're getting is recirculated air for 3 hours, 4 hours if you're going to the East Coast. We equip each of our aircraft with a HEPA, a high efficiency particulate air filter, which filters out recirculated air on board each plane to remove airborne particles. HEPA filters are also used in hospitals to provide patients with clean air. To learn more about our enhanced cleaning procedures, visit our blog. In addition, I want to take a moment to remind customers of our flexible policies. These policies have always been in place at Southwest Airlines and provide our customers peace of mind every day. We never charge customers a fee to change or cancel. That's true. Nah, I know that. Anyway, that is the word from Ryan Green, the Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer for Southwest Airlines. Now, I'm going to open up our phone lines early because I believe there is a panic that is setting in, and that the fact that we've got so many people that are saying they're not going to fly. Tommy White said for their benefit, they had a lot of people from across the country say, "I'm not going to get on an airplane now." There is a panic that has set in, and the Dow, the markets, I think, are a reflection of that panic. And that what government needs to do, what we all need to do, is just take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath. In fact, I'll tell you what. The Dow is up 274. It's not 2,000. But we still have a couple of hours left. And if it ends up around 400, that'd be great. Anything that's green, anything that's in the positive territory would be great. I want to find out, though, how the coronavirus is impacting your life and that of your family. We are not too far from having schools close. I really believe that. I think we are coming close to where colleges and sporting events are going to start closing down. And at that point, the coronavirus wins. And we can't let that happen. I'm saying be safe. If you're at risk, if you're a senior, be safe. But don't be stupid. Anyway, I want to find out how this is impacting you and your family. And that's why I'm going to open up our phone lines early right now. In fact, I'm going to do it right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And let's find out across our listening area in the Coachella Valley, in northern Nevada, in southern Nevada, and around the country, streaming in some great communities like Kansas City and Louisiana and Greeley, Colorado. I want to find out how the coronavirus is impacting you and your family. And are we in the midst of a coronavirus panic? I believe we are, and I think we need to take a deep breath and not let the coronavirus control our lives. I mean, we used to say this about terrorism. Oh, well, if we do this, the terrorists win. Well, I wouldn't think anything as nefarious as a virus as having any kind of a motive politically or otherwise. Although there are, I tell you, there are people, and I've talked to people, that honestly believe that this is, you know, a conspiracy against the president. It's the only thing that can bring down this president is a natural disaster. Trump's Katrina. I've heard that a couple of times now from Democrats. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll get to your calls. I've got one line open. That's all I got. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It's Tuesday. It's live and local now. When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I promised I'd get to your phone calls, and I'm going to do that right now. Let's begin with Laura. Laura, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead. Whoops, hang on.
Coronavirus. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. I'm from Missouri, but I'm a truck driver, and I'm in Nevada right now. Anyway, this is crazy. You know, President Trump's speech was wonderful to not cause a pandemic, you know, or anything like that.
Yeah.
The CDC did not help with their statement, their release of information right after. And then the states aren't helping. I've already heard that, you know, the Grand Ole Opry is closing the doors and not having any concerts for the rest of the year. Well, this is stupid. They're saying, you know, states are saying, you know, if you've got summer vacation plans to, like, you know, Disneyland, cancel. All that's going to do is hurt, you know, not only the economy, jobs, trade and tourism, you know, with closing schools and stuff. I mean, just stupid. It's the flu. And, you know, and they said it could be a year or two, you know, to come up with immunization for it once, you know, you go through all the testing and an FDA approves and stuff like that, which is funny because the ag industry has had it, the livestock industry has had the immunization out for about 10 years now.
Wow. Wait, Laura, where are you from in Missouri? I'm a Missouri kid myself.
Well, I'm originally from Kansas, but I live down in Stratford, which is outside of Springfield.
Okay, very good.
Down in the Ozarks.
And where are you now? Here in Nevada? Are you here in Nevada? Where are you listening?
I am at Battle Mountain at the Flying J. I came in from unloaded from Sacramento, California.
Wow. Wow. So you're listening on our Battle Mountain affiliate.
Yes, and I'm delivering in Kansas City.
Very good. Well, when you get there, you have a plate of barbecue for me. I'm a Kansas City guy. And no, it is the barbecue capital of the free world. And,
oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And you'll absolutely love it. You're from that part of the country anyway. Hey, Laura, I'm glad you called, and thank you for the clarity of your argument. Laura is we need her to help us guide, you know, our country. And by the way, it's so cool that she's listening on KNNT 98.5 FM in Battle Mountain. That is so cool to get a call from Battle Mountain. We always love to hear from Battle Mountain. Tell you what, let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, sir. I just want to tell you, it's tough to top Laura's call. That was excellent.
No, so smart.
Listen, I'll tell you something. 1983, I was a donor for a bone marrow transplant from my sister, who was 14 years younger. And one of the things in the course of that transplant that it took months to do, the doctor said to me, he says, you get more germs via the hands than you do the mouth. So you scrub when you come in, and you even going out of the room, you scrub constantly. And he says, you wash your hands constantly and you live a long life because you won't catch any disease or anything. My only advice to people is, and I'm not a doctor or medical, and I'm not as smart as Laura is, but just wash your hands. You know, I go into the men's room, Kevin. I wash my hands before I go to the bathroom. After I go to the bathroom, I use a paper towel to open the bathroom door. Simple, basic procedures. That's where you catch the germs. Be smart. All this panicking is not going to help us one bit. I almost think it's a conspiracy theorist.
Well, can I tell you, and I don't know when this started happening, but it was probably, what, 3-4 years ago that grocery stores started giving you hand sanitizer before you put your hands on the cart. But nobody ever wiped down the cart. I mean, no employee of the grocery store ever did that. And I'm thinking, how many people ended up putting their hands on a cart and they didn't – the same thing on the airlines. The dirtiest place on an airplane is that drop-down tray table.
Exactly. In fact, someone just came back from a flight, a friend of mine, and he said the exact same thing. And so he asked for the hand cleaner, or he asked for a cleaner, whatever the process is, so that he could wipe that down before he had something to eat. But that's a very valid point. Yes. Nah. Small things, Kevin. We don't have to overreact and reinvent the wheel.
And by the way, the Ivy League has canceled its tournament. My guess is there will be other March Madness tournaments that end up getting canceled. I pray that March Madness is not going to go away.
Oh, Kevin, yes, absolutely. You know, if you put everybody in a shell and everybody in a box and you say you don't move until it gets warm weather and this sort of thing. I mean, Kevin, just as it's been pointed out on your station, the people that died up in the state of Washington were people who were senior citizens. I mean, these were people over 80, 90 years old who were living in deplorable conditions. And what happened, Kevin? Deplorable conditions that finally came to light. That's what the problem is. These were unsanitary conditions. And how many people died there, Kevin?
Yeah, good point. Bob, thank you, man. More of your calls coming up on the other side. I've got one line open. You want it? You got it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. Can anybody top Laura, my trucker buddy from Missouri, who's listening in Battle Mountain? Yeah, on 98.5 FM, KNNT. Yeah. Stick around, more to do. Live and local now. There are a lot of ways to buy insurance. There's that annoying brother-in-law who sells insurance during holiday dinner. If you watch TV, it seems that every other cute commercial is about insurance. But is that the best way to buy insurance for you and your family? Of course not. Kevin Wall here for my friends at Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they can get you the best home, auto, business, and life insurance coverage and save you a ton of dough in the process. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. They can write business insurance and commercial vehicle insurance too. Find out how much money you can save on your home, auto, business, and life insurance. Call Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. That's 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote or just stop by their office at 7390 West Sahara. They're open till 7 p.m. Find out how much money you can save at Castle Insurance Group.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.